It's day 30 of National Podcasting Month, or November National Podcasting Month. I'm Adam. This is the Geeky Gay Podcast. I'm your Geeky Gay for today. And this is the last day. So I am not going to stop. I am not going to do it every day, though. So a lot of the podcasters are talking about, you know, what they learned, et cetera, from doing this. And I want to say that, first of all, I had the opinion that, you know, all solo podcasts sucked. Not that I, for those of you who do solo podcasts, I mean, I'm not saying that I think you suck. I'm just saying I didn't think that people really liked solo podcasts. And I certainly didn't think that it was something that I could do. And I've had lots of you tell me that I had one tell me that it was addictive and that he really liked listening to it. And I had another tell me that he really enjoyed listening to it and that he wanted me to keep going. And I had plenty of stuff. And I've had several people say, keep going. So, and I've actually, you know, it's kind of like Dear Diary or something like that, because I'm classifying it as personal journal. So I'm not promising to be entertaining, and I'm kind of just telling you how my life is going or whatever, and trying to give some, because I'm geeky, you know, try to maybe give some tips along the way or whatever. And it's been a fun experience thus far, and I like playing around with the, you know, being able to, you know, try things and do different things with the video. And so, you know, I'm going to keep doing it. I probably will take a break for a week, maybe less, but I'll probably take a break and then start doing it maybe twice a week, possibly three times a week, but at least twice a week, and put something out. I'll keep it around 10 to 15 minutes and just see how that goes and see if you guys like it. I'm going to list it on iTunes. So I've learned that, A, I can do it. I mean, if I can do one of these things every day, I can do two a week, right? And I've learned that some people are interested. And I didn't do much marketing for it or anything like that. And I've gotten some subscribers on YouTube that I've never heard of. So they just found me through YouTube. So hopefully I can gain some listeners and, you know, we can just have some fun doing this. I hope that you guys enjoy hearing about my boring life. So, you know, I will talk about something other than that. So I was having a conversation with this guy tonight, and I was like, you know, I'm looking for somebody regular to be an F buddy, basically, because I'm not ready. I really don't think I'm ready to get in a relationship, but I don't want to, like I said the other day, I don't want to lick every banana from here to Canada. You know, I would like to work on not that there's anything wrong with that, but just trying to be realistic and safe and all of that stuff. And the first question out of his mouth was, oh, you aren't looking for anything more, you know? And so it seems like everyone around here is looking to settle down and have babies or something. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that I'm just not ready to get back in a relationship. I know that I discussed that on yesterday's episode, and I am going to go on a date with the Mexican guy. We're going to a Mexican restaurant of all things, but that's fine because I like Mexican food. Puffy tacos. But anyway, we're going. So I'm recording this a day early because we're going on our date on the 30th, which is when you'll be hearing this, and I won't have time to record anything, so I'm recording it the night before, but I will definitely let you guys know how it goes. And he knows I'm not necessarily looking, or that I'm not looking for anything serious, but that I would go on dates with him, you know, as long as we're not planning on, you know, buying rings or getting in anything committed where I have the stress of that. So I'm going to try that out, but I still would like, you know, if I'm not going to be in a relationship, I would love to find someone to just be able to, you know, to share a banana split with every now and again, because I like to do that and to be a little bit less, to be a little bit less promiscuous with my bananas, And that's just, I'm getting older and, I've experienced quite a lot of fruit salad in my day, but I need to kind of cut it back a little bit. But it just seems like everybody goes to relationship, relationship, relationship. And there's nothing wrong with relationships. I mean, I've mostly been in relationships for my, the whole time that I've been gay. Well, the whole time I've been of an age where I could, really be in a real relationship. But I just need that time off, and I don't know how long I need. I just know that I'm not ready to get back in a situation, and maybe I just haven't found the right person. Like, if the right person comes, so maybe I should say something like, I'm not looking for that necessarily, but if it happens, it happens, and then just kind of go with the flow. I don't know, because I'm not saying, if Mr. Wonderful, waltzed into my life, whoever that may be, or whatever qualities that person would need to have, I suppose that would be something that, if it was Mr. Wonderful, hell, who wouldn't want a relationship with Mr. Wonderful? But I don't know. So anyway, we'll see how that goes with my dating or non-dating or banana split eating or whatever. So I was in the gym tonight, and I have to talk about this. It drives me nuts. So I play trumpet, and these two things are not really related, but I'm a good trumpet player. Like, I made all state. I was first chair four states. I was in the top three chairs in college. My major is in trumpet performance, but I hated it when trumpet players would get around each other and go, "So, what mouthpiece do you use? What valvole do you use? Oh, what kind of exercises do you do every day? Oh, fa 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 fa. I'm so good, I have to discuss my technique with everyone." It drove me crazy because I feel like they're just trying to show off, and it's a man thing, men like to show off their cars and their tools and their toys and whatever. And it bugged the shit out of me. Like, I wouldn't do that at all. If someone asked for me for help, I would help them, but I wouldn't just be like, "Oh, I use the 21C cup mouthpiece and yada yada yada, it's best for the high range, fa fa." But the same thing happens at the gym, though. You see these gym bunnies go into the gym, and they get around each other, right? And they're like, it's like they're comparing the size of their balls or something. It's like, "Well, I lift this weight, and, the trainer that I had a couple of months back said that this is the way that you're supposed to do a squat. And, let me demonstrate to you how to do that. Oh, is that the weight that you use? Oh, I use this weight. And then they're all like, "Hey, man, can you watch my form?" And there was this guy in the closet gay boy who was staring at Mr. Straight Muscle Boy asking his help to work out. Clearly, he wanted in the guy's pants. But I don't know. I guess because it comes across as like arrogant or like so competitive, like, "Oh, well, I have this equipment, and I have this equipment, and oh, I have this, and I do that, and well, I do this, I don't know, whatever." I mean, it's kind of like if podcasters went, "Well, I have this mixer." I was looking at mixers today. They're on sale on Amazon. Some of the Behringer ones that we recommend are on sale for pretty cheap. The Zenix, or whatever they're called, 12 channel, 16 channel, they're all like at least $50 off what they normally are. So that's it for November. I'm glad you guys have listened. I hope you enjoyed. We'll keep going with it. It'll just be less. I may take a break, like I said, for like a week, because I've gone 30 straight days. But I will definitely be back, and I hope you guys keep listening. I will talk to you guys soon. Oh, contact me. contact@geekygay.com. Go to Google Plus and circle Geeky Gay. Subscribe on YouTube, Geeky Gay TV, and I will see you guys soon. Bye, everyone.